Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
Let me just do a little review. I know next weekend is Mother's Day, which is just going to be a blast. Hopefully everybody's getting Mother's Day gifts and taking care of all the females, your wife and your daughter and things like that. And I know we reach out to those that are single moms and widows and military wives. Had incredible car care last weekend, matter of fact. And I see Ray Oakwin back there who really started this thing. And Ray, we just appreciate you and Ladaya. Why don't y'all stand? They've been in our church 100 years. And why don't we clap our hands for them? Our car prep would not be the same without the incredible Ray Oakland. I saw him sitting back there. He snuck in. But it's just neat to see what God is doing throughout these weeks. And just to review and recap what's happening is I believe that Jesus takes people on a next step. When he meets people in Scripture, you see him always taking someone on a next step. He never just leaves. He says something else to them. Whether go and sin no more, your faith has made you well. Go and show yourself into this environment. Be careful who you tell. On and on and on. Jesus is taking, or he tells them, follow me, I will make you a fisher of men. Or there's always something that he begins, and you see this in the book of Acts. There's always these next steps. Jesus calls people to next steps. He calls them to the next serve. He calls them to reach. He calls them to help. He calls them to gather. We've talked about that. He calls them to grow. He calls them to go. And guess what? He calls us to do the same thing. God comes in our life. He gives us a next step. And so much of what Jesus and God calls us to is not always a methodical process, yes. So much of when Jesus speaks to our hearts, he is looking for a spontaneous yes. A spontaneous yes. Of course, there are times we count the cost and we evaluate. But so often, Jesus is looking for spontaneous obedience. That's why we had a great time with baptism. People just decided to get baptized. We're going to do that in several weeks also. And then last week, we talked about investing and inviting other people, just spontaneously investing and begin to inviting other people like Jesus shows us in Scripture. So many of you grabbed a DVD and you started this small group teaching just to kind of watch together a DVD and in your home or at work or on your device, gathering people together, reaching out to others, calling people, kind of talking to your family or your friends or those in your workplace or those that you go to church with, just on and on, different kinds of people to grow with. Why? Because you're choosing spontaneously to be part of spiritual family. To be a part of what God is doing. And so often we get so methodical and so thoughtful, we think ourselves past the opportunity. Can I have a good amen? Amen. We think ourselves past an opportunity. God is looking for spontaneous obedience out of our life. And we had a great response last weekend. We gave out over 800 DVD teachings. Over 800 DVDs, 6 teachings, about 10 minutes each. So that's a lot of teachings. 800 of these went out at all of our campuses. Or is that all of our campuses, or is that just this campus? Just this campus, over 800 DVDs went out to just try to invest, invite, help people, reach out to friends, be a part of an environment that could encourage someone, that could let someone know that God loves them. And you can still be a part of it. So I wasn't here last week, and that happens a lot. You're not able to be here for a weekend or this or that. You can make a difference by doing that. And so I want you to help make a difference. I love what Philippians says. Philippians 1, verse 3 through 4. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the epistles. It says, I thank my God every time I remember you in all of my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your, look at this church, your partnership in the gospel. Your partnership in the gospel. Paul is talking to the church at Philippi. We'll get back to that in a few minutes. Your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, watch what he says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. So he begins a work. He doesn't stop a work. There's a complete work that continues in our life. There's a continuation of the work and the partnership of Jesus Christ. Once you and I come into relationship with God, we don't tie a bow on it. We do for salvation, we do for redemption, but we don't do with our life. We begin to offer our life in partnership of the gospel in our home and in the workplace and on the campus. And in partnership, we continue to partner with God. I want you to think, I was thinking about that. Here's Paul talking to the Philippi church God is just doing some great things in the partnership of the gospel. So think about, God wants you to be his partner. Howdy, partner. God wants to greet you right now. He'd say, howdy, partner. How you doing, partner? You ever meet somebody who still kind of talks that way? Partner. I've got a friend in my life who always calls me partner. Partner. I just kind of like it. When somebody says that to you, it makes you just want to kind of talk Texas. Yeah. It makes you want to be loud. Holler. Eat beef. Lots of it. Howdy, partner. If you remember anything today, remember me in my Texas lingo. Howdy, partner. Because that's what God says to you. He sees you that way, as a partner. I don't see myself that way. God sees you that way. I don't see myself forgiven. God sees you that way. I don't see myself at peace. I don't see myself healed. I don't see myself whole. God sees you that way. And if you can see yourself forgiven and you can see yourself healed, guess what? See yourself as a partner. Because of your story and what God is, you are a partner. And because of being a partner, guess what? You and I can make a big difference with the short life we have by partnership with God as we gather together in small groups and connecting with people, as we grow together in his word, and as we make a decision that we're going to go after people around us because people matter to God. Can I have a good amen? Now, what I'll do, I just want to take some time as we teach this, kind of in a teaching mode. Mother's Day next week, I'm going to be teaching on keep calm and carry on to all the women. Because let me tell you something. Women, y'all got to keep calm. Some of you ladies in here, y'all got to calm down. I've been getting the emails. Calm yourself down. So we'll deal with that next week. Or we could deal with that 52 weeks. But let me just hit you up with just two examples of this in the book of Philippians. Two examples of God's heart for you and I as it relates to a next step. And the first one is found in Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, which takes place in the same context as the book of Philippians. So Paul is writing to the church at Philippi. And in the book of Acts, which the book of Acts is written by Luke, Paul visits Philippi. And so there's this relational connection. There's this ongoing relationship from the book of Acts all the way to Philippians, to the church at Philippi. It's just incredible how it's all knit together. And so Philippi is an incredible city. It's a big city. This is written in the context of it. And in the book of Acts, Paul is carrying on the gospel. This is important. And he wants to keep going into Asia. But then God stops him and guides his step to not just no more Asia. God's moving in Asia. I love people in Asia, and the gospel is moving to Asia. Paul, I want you to go somewhere else. I want you to notice someone else other than who you've already been noticing. And there's this spontaneous no, and God gives Paul here in Acts chapter 16 a spontaneous go. And it is big. You're going to see this. The result and the impact. Matter of fact, I have a map. I have a map that I'll show you in a few minutes. I'm preaching off the maps. Come on, somebody. Did you know that the Bible is anointed from cover to cover? Even the colored maps are anointed. Come on, somebody. Ha! The maps are anointed. So I'm going to read this to you in my amazing grammar. Got a little, let me pull it out. Cheat sheet. As we get to some of these words, it'll set you free. Acts chapter 16. verse 6 through 15. I want to teach and kind of pull out some verses. Paul and his companions traveled through the region of Phrygia. I actually did like the phonetics, and I phonetically am a master. So Paul and his companions traveled through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came, I think this is cool because God is moving Paul from different places. Why? Because he loves people, and God loves taking his love to different places. That is why we're one church in many locations. That is why you see Derek and Lori in service, but you will not see Derek and Lori Smith in service after this weekend, because they're going to go to a different place to do Healing Place Church, which is in Honduras. Why don't you stand up, Derek and Lori? Come on, let's clap our hands. They're going to plant a Healing Place Church campus in Honduras. Why? Because God loves going to different places. He loves sending people to different places. So this is what's happening here. This is what we're about as a church. That's why we just don't gather in one place. We gather online. We gather in 8 different locations. That will be 9 locations. And then hopefully by the end of the year, there'll be another location, 10 locations. Got some other things. I can see in 20 years that Healing Place Church could be one church in 50 to 100 locations. Just so whatever God would do, however God would lead in those expressions. So he's doing this. Check out verse 7 and 8. When they came to the border of Musia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. So they were trying to go one direction, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. So they passed to Musia and went to Troas. So I think this is important because they want to go north to Asia. And God says, nope. I've got others I want you to notice. Verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man in Macedonia. Some would pronounce it Macedonia, but those of us who know the proper Greek phonetics would say Macedonia. Standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us, which I think is incredible. So God gets a vision. He's wanting to go to Asia. But then God says, no, I want you to go to Europe. Europe. Let that sink in. No, there's someone who needs you in Europe, which is an incredible thought. Verse 10. After Paul had seen the vision, he got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us, to preach the gospel to them. So now he's got partnership. He knows that if he's going to go to Europe, he's going to need other people. And then we read verse 11 and 12. From Troas, he put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothracia. And the next day on to Neapolis. From there, he traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city in the district of Macedonia. And he stayed there several days. Now, I want to show you something. So he leaves and ends up in Philippi. He ends up over there. Now, this is very important because this is awesome. These are big steps. And this is traveling not the way we travel. This is a crazy step. No one's ever gone to Europe. This is the area of Europe. No one's gone to Europe. This is so out of the norm. This is the first ever. Boom. Now we go to Europe. I want you to check out this map right here. This is kind of what I just read to you. That's map number one. So here's Asia. A little bit below that is Israel, Jerusalem, right below that in that area. So he's going right there from Troas. He's moving over. Then he goes into Philippi. Guess what? Philippi is a gateway city to Europe. And he wanted to go back into Asia. But then God said, no, there's somebody else who needs to be gathered. There's somebody else that needs to grow. There's somebody else I need you to go to. I know what you want to do. I know how you want to spend your time. I know what you want to give your life to. I know what is your favorite and what you're used to and what you feel comfortable with. But that's not what I want you to do. I want you to go to somewhere else. I want you to go to Philippi. Why go to Philippi? Never been to Philippi. Don't know anybody that's ever been to Philippi. Not sure if that would work. But then he trusts God to take a crazy step of faith. Because something in him, this dream, this vision that God gives him, tells him that there is someone that needs God's love. Just like someone took with you. Can I have a good amen? Someone took with you. So he says, I want you to do something new. I don't want you to do something you're used to. I want to adjust your schedule, your idea, your way of doing things. Because there's something else I want you to do. I know some of us, even the way we do church now, it was not the way we did church when we grew up. But how many of us, just because we're not doing church the way we grew up, doesn't mean that the way we're doing church now is wrong. The message is sacred, but the method is flexible. Why? So you can reach other people. Other. It's God's heart. I'll finish up verse 13. On the Sabbath, he went outside the city gate to the river where he expected to find a place of prayer. He sat down and began to speak to women who were gathered there. So he goes out. He's looking around. He finds a prayer meeting. It's pretty cool. And then all of a sudden, he finds these people whose hearts are open for God everywhere. There's more people that are open to God. He probably thought, I'm going to go there, find one guy. He's the only guy here. There's nobody else here that's just looking for God. He ends up at a prayer meeting with a bunch of ladies who are praying to God. How did that happen? How are they closer to God than I thought they were? Why? Because God cares about people. Can I have a good amen? Amen. God cares about all kinds of people. And then it says in verse 14, one of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. I love this. The Lord opened her heart to respond to God's message. I think it's so cool that Lydia was a stylist. Do you remember back in school? I took home ec. And what was the thing that everybody wanted to be in home ec back in the day? It was a word. Design. Help me. Well, back in the 80s, it was like... Merchandising. Fashion merchandise. I knew you would know. Do you remember back in the day? What are you going to do? I'm going to be in fashion merchandise. Okay, don't know what that is, but it sounds really cool. Obviously, you'll move to New York, and it'll be just cool. She's in fashion merchandise. She's a stylist. This Lydia is just, she's either single or a widow, because the Bible never talks about Mr. Lydia. He's not involved. She's a leader. She has resource. Why is that important? Because God can use anybody. Just because you're not married, just because you're single again, just because you may be a young adult, doesn't mean you are second class. No such thing as a first class church for married people and a second class church for single people. It's not how it works at all. Can I have a good amen? All the married people, I'm not really sure about that. If you were single, you might go ahead and preach that, Pastor. Preach it! Work with people, church. Work with people. When she and the members of her household were baptized, wow, that was quick, she invited us to her home. If you considered me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. She must have been not only in fashion merchandise and stylish, she must have been a salesman. Because she was in retail too. She knew how to persuade. So she persuaded them. She invested and invited, and then check out the impact. So here's the ripple effect time. I want you to see this. Paul obeys. Lydia obeys. Now you and I get the opportunity to obey. Check out map number two. You just see this. Don't underestimate your next step. Your next step given when you care. When you help, when you witness, she heard, she believed, she was baptized, she invited, she gathered, she grew, she made a difference. And then right there, it's an amazing thing, right there, all of a sudden now, her home, the home of Lydia, a woman who was a salesman, retail, single, widow. We don't know. There's no Mr. Lydia. She's just making a difference. Sharp leader, strong woman. Her home becomes the gateway to Europe. The first convert in Europe is a single woman. If there's no Europe, there's no Baton Rouge, there's no you and I, there's no healing place. From Jerusalem to Asia to Europe to the good old USA, howdy partner. Come on, somebody. That's how it works. Jerusalem, Asia, Europe, USA, Bayou Saul, Plaquemine, Brule, Sorrento, Denham Springs, Walker, Shenandoah, where are you at? Shenandoah people are so proud. What's up, Shenandoah? It's like a subdivision, my brother. It's not a university. Now it's your turn. Now it's our turn. Lydia was faithful. God's looking for a Lydia today to be faithful. You got to keep going. You got to keep it going. Here's my takeaways, and I'll finish with this. They're real simple. Number one, God is looking for partners. God is looking for partners. Number two, people are closer to God than you think they are. They're closer than you think they are. I know you think everybody's a heathen. Everybody's crazy. It's so unsaved. My family are heathens. Really, they are? Weren't you? How many of you in your high school years you didn't wear a halo? How many don't remember your college years? How many were not born in a Garden of Eden? Weren't you? People are closer to God than you think they are. I really believe that with all my heart. You can't live in the world today and watch news and look at the pain and the sorrow and the hurt that visits everybody and not realize there's got to be something more than this. The third thing is this. You can make a difference. I promise you. You, you in the turquoise shirt, you in the orange shirt, you in the white shirt, you in the green shirt, you in the plaid shirt that I like very much, Musa, on and on and on and on and on. You in the coral sweater, you in the red shorts, leopard print, orange t-shirt. Is that a t-shirt? But you're like 6'6". My goodness, you'd probably dunk on me back in the day. You can make a difference. You can. You can make a difference. You and 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 you. You can make a difference. You can make a difference. I'm telling you. You and you and you and you and you can make a difference. You can make a difference for the cause of Jesus Christ, no matter who you are or what you've done or what you've come out of. You can make a difference. I want to show you how this works today. Because it doesn't have to be weird. It doesn't have to be hard. It's not like, okay, cell groups and pyramid, what? No, it's not. That's not what we're talking about. You know what we're talking about? Loving people for Jesus Christ in the way that he has wired you. That's what we're talking about. So I want you to hear and see this live. So I'm going to want you to hear and see this live from Miss Myrna Wright. Myrna, why don't you come up? I want you to hear what God did last week. Come on, clap your hands for Myrna Wright. We have known Myrna for 25 years. She's Puerto Rican. Come on. Say something in Puerto Rican.
Hola.
Hola. I love Myrna.
A Spanish 101.
I know. Myrna's a sweet. We did bus ministry back in the day. Dylan and I have known her and Billy and Austin and Mariah and Sydney, a great family. She helps us so much. She is so much the face with this place in letting people know they're loved, they care, how can they be connected. We just love Myrna. But, you know, what I love about this is, amen. Last week, Myrna, you decided to grab a DVD, go 6 weeks, 10 minutes each. That's what the DVDs are. DVDs are, and gather some girls. Let's get some girls together and see what happens. Just see what happens. I thought about this. That's a big step when you do something like that. Yes. And so tell me how you felt initially about doing this.
All right. So first, when he presented it to the church, for some of you who don't know, I am on staff, so we kind of knew this the week before.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, yes. Great, we need this, you know, go gather, grow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, then Pastor Johnny in our little meetings, like, I want everyone on staff to do it.
Yeah.
So, I like, okay.
It's a great idea for the church. It's okay. Just not a good idea for the staff.
Only because.
Hey, we've got to all do this.
So Sunday morning, I'm sitting over there, and, you know, Pastor delivered it, and it was awesome. Awesome, awesome. And I'm like, yes, church needs to do it. But in my brain, here's my plan. Okay, I'm going to ask Pastor Johnny, if we go to a Mary Connect group, can that count as me and Bill doing this? Okay, I'm being honest. I'm being transparent with y'all because here's my brain.
You're being all Puerto Rican right now. Yes. I'm telling you straight up.
I'm like, we have a Mary group. We're doing this leadership group. My girls are in cheer and in gym and I'm running and it's another thing, but I'll still do it. So that's my initial response. That Sunday night, I came to service, and I don't come on Sunday nights usually, and Dino and Pastor Johnny tag-teamed it. And then you know that feeling in your gut where it's no more. You can't try to talk your way out of it. Holy Spirit was just like all up in me. No, Myrna, that does not count. You're not even going to ask Johnny. You need to do a group.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
So what that meant is that you made a decision to go, grab a DVD, start gathering. Who did you invite to be a part then? I think this is cool.
So, this is my next thing. It would have been very easy, and it's so awesome that you did that and talked about Paul, for me to say, hey, let me get some of the group, the staff girls, or some of the leaders that I serve with, and let's do a group. And the Lord was like,
mm-mm. No.
No, ma'am.
Go to Europe.
I had to go. So I'm like, oh, God, what do you want? Well, as I said, I'm a cheer mom and a gym mom, and the Lord put it in my heart.
You're just not a dance mom.
Well, guess what, buddy? I am a dance mom.
Oh,
I'll start
goodness.
The fall. Okay. But anyway, that's just, another story.
I know. Abby Lee needs Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say that real quick, publicly.
That's a whole other story. But anyways, the Lord said, those are the ladies that you need to text and you need to invite. So, they also challenged us to do it within 24 hours.
Yep.
You know, I'm a listener up here, okay? So, Monday night, me and Austin, my son, watching a ball game because I love NBA, football, any kind. Watching playoffs, and the Knicks are getting killed. But anyways, and the Lord's like, did you send your text? And so, I went, and I was like, okay. Of course, it took me like an hour to format the text. Does that happen to y'all? Like, I was so nervous. It's ridiculous. I've been saved for like a billion years. I shouldn't be out struggling. So I text some of the gym moms and some of the cheer moms and just kind of invited them.
And what you discover with people is they're closer to God than you think they are.
Absolutely.
So they said yes. What happened?
Yes.
When you gathered everybody together, what happened when you gathered them together?
Well, look, before I gather people, let me just share this real quick. I sat there and I'm waiting for a response because that's the big thing. Here's the thing, church. You're taking that step.
That's great.
And it's a step of faith, okay? You're just stepping out. Hey, God, you've called me. Pastor's challenged me. Here's my faith. And I sent it out. And then you sit there and you're like, oh, Father, please let one person please text back. So I had a couple of texts come in. And one of the moms, yes, I'm interested. Da, 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 da.
Wow.
My third text, and look, this was just so confirmation. My third set text said, and it's from one of our gym moms. She said, OMG.
Which means to people that don't know.
Yes. Oh, my God. She said.
But in church, it would be, oh, my gosh.
Gosh, that's right. We don't say that.
Okay. It's Puerto Rican for, oh, my gosh.
Yes. She said, though, she said, OMG, I so need this. You're my answer to prayer. I've been struggling. I promise you, that was the text. And I was like, God, if only for her, It was worth it.
How'd it go when you got
so
together?
Long story short, because I had a gym and cheer mom, I now have two groups. So Tuesday night, I met with a cheer mom, her daughter, Mariah, and me. And we sat on the couch,
so cool.
And we did it, and it was an amazing night. Awesome. I mean, Mariah's little friend, she had me some questions. Like, one of the questions was, well, Miss Myrna, I thought we were born saved. So, anyways, and then Thursday night, I met with two other gym moms, and I'm hearing music, so I got to cut it short.
That would be the cue.
Thursday night, I met with two of the other the gym moms
at
the gym.
This is huge.
I texted the head coach, and I asked her, can I have a small Bible study with the gym moms? And, of course, she was quick to say, the gym moms? I was like, yes, ma'am. No one else. Gym moms. And she let me.
Wow.
So Thursday night, we had a Bible study with two of the moms. Three were at a beta convention. So next week, there's going to be five. And just that little step of faith. So be encouraged, church.
That is so cool. Hey, let's clap our hands for Myrna Lydia Wright. Myrna Lydia Wright. Myrna Lydia Wright. Little Miss Lydia of Ascension Parish. Why? Because people are closer to God than you think. Don't you want to be a Lydia? Don't you want to be like Myrna? Don't you want to be like Lydia? Don't you want to be like Paul? Making a difference in other people's lives. And so it's not too late for you to be a part of this. You can go and grab a DVD. They're free. Gather, make a difference. And those are good stuff. We've had a fun day. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.